The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Chof Beis. Mishnah in Kedushin on Daf Chof Beis and Beis. Says, Eved Knaini, if somebody wants to acquire, someone wants to take possession of an Eved Knaini, a slave that was not Jewish, Nikne Bekesev Shtar V'Chazoka. The way to make a kinyan and to acquire an Eved Knaini, the Mishnah says there's done one of three ways, either Ayidei Kesev, if he pays for the Eved, Uvishtar, or if he writes a Shtar, that says that he's taking owner, he has ownership over the Eved, uva chazaka, or if he does a chazaka on the Eved, which is an action to show that he is the owner of the Eved, similar to what we find by Karka. In fact, the Gemara says that what's the source, what's the makar, that you could be kind of Eved Knaini with one of these three ways. So the Gemara says, because an Eved has hukish to karka, there's a hekish that equates an Eved Knaini and karka. So whatever kinyonim, whichever ways work in order to acquire the karka, to a piece of land, work the same way to acquire an Eved. So since the halacha is that when it comes to acquiring karka, the karka is niknis, like the Mishnah says later on, daf chavav, karka is niknis, bekesef, shtar v'chazoka, either ayidei kesef, paying for the shtar, or writing shtar v'chazoka, or doing an action to the land that shows that you're the owner of the land, like putting up a fence, or something like that. So too, in order to be kind and eved knaini, you can use one of these three ways, which are kesef, shtar, or chazoka. The Gemara later on says, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, eved knaini nikne b'mishicha, that it's possible to make a kinyan on an Eved Knaini with a Meshicha, by pulling the Eved. Ketzad, how is this so? The Gemara explains, Tokfa, if you pull him, Uva Etzloi, and he comes to you, Kanoa, you are kainit. Now the kinyan of Meshicha, the kinyan of pulling something, is a kinyan that usually works for metaltalim, things that are non-karka, things that are not land, things that are not attached to the ground. That's general the halacha of Meshicha, the Gemara in Balmetzi, and the Gemara later on in Kiddushin. And the Perek discusses the kinyan of Meshicha. That is how you're kind of metaltalim. One of the ways how a person can acquire metaltalim. Now Shmuel over here is saying a chiddush, even though we said that the halachis of the Eved, the Eved has, the Eved Knaini has the same halachas as piece of land, and the kinyonim that one uses to acquire land are the kinyonim that a person uses to acquire an Eved. Nevertheless, there's a chiddush that a person can be kind an Eved with Meshicha, which is usually a kinyon that's only associated with metaltalin, a kinyon which is not associated with karka. Now the Gemara does not explain where Shmuel's halacha comes from. What is the source for this halacha of Shmuel? The Gemara discusses different cases, what kind of Meshicha does work, what kind of Meshicha doesn't work. However, the Gemara never says what exactly is the source for this halacha. Well, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua over here in this Gemara actually raises the question, what exactly is the source? How does Shmuel know? From where do we know this halacha that it's possible to make a kinyan on the Eved Knaini with Meshicha? And the Pnei Yeshua says that although we find that generally speaking the kinyan of Meshicha is used only when someone wants to be kind of something which is metaltalim, something which is not attached to the ground, and things that have that are land itself or has to have the status of land, generally speaking a person cannot kind of with Meshicha. However, the Pnei Yeshua says this, that you cannot be kind of karka with Meshicha, is not because there is a halachic problem with performing a Meshicha on karka. The Pnei Yeshua says if somebody would be able someone were able to be koina, to actually perform a mishicha, to pull a piece of land, then the same way mishicha would work on a metaltlin, a mishicha would work on karka. However, generally speaking, it's not possible for a person to perform an action of mishicha on land. Land is land. It's not possible to pull it into your rishus. Therefore, it says the Pnei Yeshua, the halacha is true. Any kinyan which works by karka works by an eved. How the reason why mishicha doesn't work by karka is not because it doesn't work halachically, it's because it's not possible by an eved, where it is possible to pull the eved. There, in such a case, we'll say that an eved you can acquire, you can be kind of an eved kinani ayid through the action of a mishicha. And that's why, that is the source for Shmuel. That's why Shmuel is able to say that an eved kinani is nikta b'mishicha. The achroinim, specifically the Nesivis and others, and Nesivis in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat Tzim Kuv Tzadik Vov, in Sif Aleph, where this halacha is brought down, halacha that eved kinani is nikta with Keser Shar and Chazaka, and is also, you can be kinda eved ayde mishicha. So the achroinim ask a question. How can the Pnei Yeshua say, there's a blanket statement that it's not possible to make a Kenyan Mashiach, it's not possible to do an action of Mashiach on land, and therefore a karag is not anything but Mashiach? We know the halacha is that in Otitz Nakov, if someone has a flower pot, someone has something growing, a plant growing in a kli, in a flower pot that is not attached to the ground, it's not in the ground, it's on top of the ground. If there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, then the halacha is that it is considered kilu, it's mechubar lekarka, as if it's attached to the ground. So in such a situation, all the halachas of this flower pot, of this otzitz, and anything that's growing in it, is equal to something that's actually growing in the ground. So the achroinim ask, if that's the case, so according to Pnei Yeshua, that technically speaking, a person can be kind of karka with mishicha. And the only reason why he usually cannot be kind of karka with is because there's no way for a person to pull karka into his rishus. So in this case, for someone has a flower pot, someone has something which is detached, it's physically not attached to the ground, but halachically it's considered as if it's attached, he should be able to make a kinyan mishicha by pulling it into his rishus. The problem is that it's mavur in halacha, it's mavur in the paiskin, and Gemara says very clearly that a person cannot be koinen otzitz nakov with mishicha. So this would seem to be a very strong question on the approach of the Pnei Yeshua. There is, however, another approach that's actually brought down over here in the back of the Gemara, the Hagois of Rav Shlomo HaKoyin and the Cheshik Shlomo. It's also mentioned in the Sefer Evan Ozel in Hukos Mechira Perik Beis Halacha Beis. Evan Ozel's medayik from the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha that a person can be koina eved with mishicha, he says the halacha is that the person who is selling the eved and is allowing the buyer to acquire the eved needs to give permission for the koina to make the kinyan. So he has to give him permission, and the halacha is by all kinyanim he can only make the kinyan if the person selling it gives him permission. So what is what is the words that the person giving permission has to say? He has to say, Leich chazek uknei. Go, leich, go, chazek uknei. The chazek literally means to make a chazaka, and knei, and be kainet. L'chayra shver, if the kinyan over here is a traditional kinyan mishicha, he shouldn't have told him, Leich chazek uknei, he should have told him, Leich mishoich uknei. He said, go mishoich, make a mishicha, pull it into your rishus. From the fact that the Rambam says Leich Chazek Uknei, says perform a chazaka, it would seem that the kinyan over here is not a traditional kinyan of Mashiach. Although it's true that metalton are nicknamed in Mashiach when you pull it into your rishus, still over here this is not even though the Gemara calls it a Mashiach, but it's the way it works is not a kinyan of Mashiach. In fact, the way it works is this is one of the ways of performing a kinyan chazaka. We said before the Mishnah says that Eved Kinayni, a person can be kinyan through doing a chazaka. What is a chazaka? So by a piece of land, chazaka is putting up a fence, or not letting people come in, or doing something to the ground, digging a hole in the ground that shows that you are the owner of the field, and therefore you own the field and no one else owns it. What kind of action does a person do to his Eved in order to show that he owns the Eved and nobody else owns the Eved? So the Achroidim explain that when you pull the Eved That shows that you are now the owner of the Eved. You're pulling him, you're bossing him around, you're showing him what that you're the owner, and then you can tell him what to do. So therefore, in such a case, the Mishichot actually does not work halachically the same way a regular Kinyan Mishichot of Metalton works. The way the Kinyan works is, this is in actuality a Kinyan of Chazok. We can say that there is actually a Nafkeminan Halacha between the two approaches, the approach of the Pnei Yeshua and the approach of the Aven HaOzel and others. The Halacha is, when we talk about a regular Kinyan Mishicha that's performed to Metalpilin, the Halacha is that the object that you are acquiring needs to be pulled, can't be pulled randomly into a random area, it needs to be pulled into a area that belongs to you, that belongs to the owner. You have to pull it into your Rishus. If you pull it into someone else's Rishus, you pull it into a Rishus Arab, an area where you do not have bailus over, that is not a valid Kinyan Mishicha. It's not a good Kinyan. So if we were to say, like the Pnei Yeshua, that the Kinyan over here is a standard Kinyan Mishicha, so then in order to effect the Kinyan on the Eved, it would be necessary for the owner, the new owner, to pull the Eved all the way into the owner's property, to the owner's Rishus. That's the only way that the Mishicha would work. However, we say, like the Aven HaOzel, that this Kinyan over here is not a true Kinyan Mishicha. The Kinyan over here is really a Kinyan of Chazaka. You're showing your ownership over the Eved, and this is the actual Chazaka. So the Chazaka only has to be done to the field itself. In this case, the Chazaka is an action that's performed upon the goof, the actual body of the Eved. So it's not, it doesn't make a difference where you would pull the Eved. If you would pull the Eved even in an area that's not your private Rishus, not your property, even would be in Rishus Arabim, the Halacha should be, according to these Achronim, that you will actually be able to be kind of the Eved in this way. We find a third Mahalach, and how to explain this Gemara, why, how an Eved is nikdim in Mashiach, how it's possible for a person to be kind of an Eved Kanani with Mashiach. But we find the Vilna Gaon over there, and that Siman in Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, mentions that there is a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Although our Gemara says that we equate an Eved Kenani with Karka, and therefore an Eved has the same halachas, the same rules that apply to Karka would apply to an Eved, still the Gemara over there in Bava Kama says that when it comes to certain halachas, we consider an Eved like Metaltlin. And the status of an Eved is not the same as land. The status of an Eved over there is the same as Metaltlin, things that are not attached to the ground. And the question is, how do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So Tosis over there says that when the Gemara over there in Bava Kama discusses that an Eved has the same status as Metaltlin, the Gemara means when it comes to halachis of Dirabonans. When it comes to Minat Torah, when the level of Deraisa, then Eved has the status of Karka. But when it comes to the level of Dirabonon, the Chacham said that in things on halachis that are only Midirabonon, an Eved has the status of Metaltlin. Therefore, it says the Vilna Gaon, although it's true that Minat Torah, the only way to make a Kinyan on an Eved, is the same way a person can make a Kinyan on Karka, which is Kesef, Shtar Chazaka, still Midirabonon, since an Eved Midirabonon is like Metaltlin, therefore, if a person would perform a Mashicha on an Eved, he would therefore be Kinyan the Eved Midirabonon. For whatever purposes, a person would have a Kinyan, a Dirabonon level of Kinyan on an object or on this Eved, so it would be Negeya that this Kinyan would be Midirabonon. And again, according to the way the Gaon is learning, the Kinyan over here is a true Kinyan Mashicha, and the only way to effect such a Kinyan would be actually to pull the Eved completely into your Rishus. Now we find the Gemara later on the same Amid over here, on Daf Chav Beis and Beis in Kiddushin, talks about another way to make a Kinyan in an Eved. And the Gemara says, actually, a Machloikis Tanoam between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, if the master, if the Odoin, were to pick up the Eved, pick up the slave, if he would be Kinyan. This is called a Kinyan Hagboho. Technically speaking, of course we said that the Kinyan of Karka is not nikta b'hagboho, because a person cannot pick up Karka. The halacha is that only Metaltlin is a person able to make a Kinyan by picking it up. So we hear the Gemara actually has a machloikis between The Tanakama and Rav Shimon. Tanakama says that a person cannot be koyin and eved if he picks up the slave. And Rav Shimon says that a person could be koyin the eved if he picks him up. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Kuf Tzadik Vav, Siv Gimel, it's actually brought down as a machloikis ha-poiskim. Is there two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, who we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Tanakama, that if you pick up an Eved, you cannot be Kaina? Or do we paskin like Rav Shimon? The first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot be Kaina, an Eved, through picking him up. And the second opinion says, Yeshoimrim, then Higbiya Rabbi Loi, if the master picks up the Eved, he is Kaina. Who is the second opinion? So the second opinion is the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba says, why do we pass like Rav Shimon over the Chachamim? Generally speaking, a machlokes between the Chachamim, the Tanakam, which is the Stam, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon, we should pass in like the Chachamim. So why do we pass like Rav Shimon? So the Rashba says that although it's true that usually we would pass like the Chachamim, but over here we have a proof to pass in like Rav Shimon. Why? Because Rav Shimon says that when the master picks up the Eved, he's kaina with Hagbah. What type of kinyan is Hagbah? He said Hagbah, picking up something, is you can only be kaina, you can only acquire something that has the status of Metautalin. Karaka cannot be, you cannot be kaina with Hagbah. Says the Rashba, how could Rav Shimon say that you're kaina with Hagbah? Teretz is that Rav Shimon holds, for whatever reason, with the kinyonim that work on Metautalin will work on Eved as well. Therefore, says the Rashba Shmuel, the Gemara earlier that says that an Eved Kenani is nikta b'mishicha, who holds that it's possible to make a kinyan mishicha on an Eved, is obviously holds like Rav Shimon. They're both the same opinion. They hold that the kinyanim that work on metaltalin, those same kinyanim work on an Eved. So if I say that mishicha works on an Eved, Hagbah will also work on an Eved. So since that Gemara, we don't find anyone who disagrees. So in fact, we say that Shmuel is actually passing like Rav Shimon, and he holds that just like Hagbah works, Mishicha also works, and therefore that is a good source to paskin like Rav Shimon, and therefore if a person picks up an Eved, he'll be able to be kain an Eved. And in fact, this logical argument of the Rashba is true if we assume that when Shmuel says that a person could be kaina an Eved with Mishicha, he means a regular kinyan of Mishicha. According to the Mahalach we said before, either from the Vilna Gaon or from the Pei Yeshua, that the kinyan Mishicha that a person is kaina an Eved is a standard kinyan Mishicha of Metaltlin. So then we can say that just like that Shmuel says you could be kaina an Eved with Mishicha, you could also be kaina an Eved by picking him up with Hagbah, which is a kinyan which only works by Metaltlin. So then I understand the connection between the two halachas. However, if I learn, like the other achronim, that this that Eved Kenani is nikna b'mishicha has nothing to do with the regular kinyan mishicha metaltalin. The reason it works is because it's a kinyan chazaka. So the Eben Hazal says this will not apply to the kinyan hagbah. Hagbah, picking up an Eved, will not be considered a kinyan chazaka. And therefore, there is no way to compare these two halachas. The halacha that an Eved is nikna b'mishicha and the halacha that an Eved is nikna b'hagbah. And then we would understand the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that actually disagrees and passes like the Chachamim, because even though that opinion agrees that you could be Kaina and Eved with Mashicha, still there's a fundamental difference between the Kinyan of Mashicha, which works by Eved because of Chazaka, and the Kinyan of Agbah, which will not work because of Chazaka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.